see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Hello, folks. I'm Colonel Conrad Reynolds setting in for Mike Lindell tonight. Mike wished he could be here. And by the way, I agree with President Trump. Mike Lindell is great. He is a patriot. He loves America. And he wished he could be here tonight to talk about a problem that we have in Wisconsin. It's called Robin Voss. Robin Voss is Assembly Speaker, and most of our show tonight is going to be focused on Robin Voss. But before I do that, I want to encourage everyone listening right now, please go to MyPillow.com and order anything you want. There's all kinds of things on MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has got a great business. He's fighting these people, are trying to shut him down every day. And every bit of help you can give, I encourage you to do that. Please, he's got a great site, my store, go to it. And if you want to, you can enter promo code Conrad, if you want to. And that'll get you a discount. Please do that. That helps us fund this program and continue on forward to giving you the news that nobody else will. So let's talk a little bit about what Mike asked me to do. He asked me to come on tonight and talk and take over the show because I'm working on this thing about recalling Robin Voss. And Mike believes that, I'm going to read this because he wanted me to say this, but Mike believes that Robin Voss is the number one blocker and traitor to the in the Uniparty. Mike says Robin's CCP, standing for China Communist Party, Voss has surpassed, believe it or not, listen to this, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger as the number one blocker in the United States. That's big. That means that he believes Robin Voss needs to go, absolutely. And tonight's show, we're solely focused on Robin Voss. We want to bring facts to you and things that you don't know. In fact, if you didn't know, there's a recall effort right now. There was a recall effort we called number one, recall effort 1.0, that failed to get all the signatures needed. And so now we have recall effort 2.0. And 2.0 is going to get all the signatures to recall Mr. Voss. That's going to happen. In fact, our deadline is May 28th in order to do that. And we're working diligently to do that. But we've tried to share information with people, but Robin Voss has got a really good propaganda machine that is out there trying to convince the people of Racine County in Legislative District 63. He's trying to convince them that these are all out-of-staters, they're scammers. They're doing everything they can to upset the natural flow of things in Legislative District 63. He's basically telling them, don't sign. He is going around personally to houses, telling them, don't sign. And he's saying he's not part of the CCP. He has nothing to do with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to read to you tonight a press release, hot off the press, just came out today from one of his colleagues that begs to be different than what Robin Voss is telling everybody. So I have Will Huff in the studio with me, and I'm like Will to read Janelle Branchon's press release from today. Will, can you read that?
All right. The press release is titled Representative Branchon Raises Concerns Over Speaker Robin Voss's Apparent Compromise with CCP Interests. State Representative Janelle Branchon has issued the following statement in response to Speaker Voss's compromise with CCP interest. Today, I wish to draw attention to the concerning ties between Speaker Robin Voss and organizations linked to the Chinese Communist Party, better known as the CCP. This relationship not only raises serious questions about potential compromises, but also poses a significant threat to our state's legislative integrity and sovereignty. In a crucial address in Madison in September 2020, then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo highlighted the CCP's ambition to sway American opinions toward Beijing's authoritarianism. Pompeo warned, "Know that when you are approached by a Chinese diplomat, it is likely not in spirit of cooperation or friendship. If you're offered a trip to China when the pandemic travel restrictions are lifted, you should ask who is paying for the trip, and if that person is directly or indirectly linked to the Chinese Communist Party. These approaches may happen from nationals or Americans working with CCP-linked interest." He emphasized, "We watched the CCP campaigns targeting state-level officials and local interests. We've seen them at PTA meetings. They've been in full swing for years, and they're increasing in intensity." Despite such warnings, Speaker Voss participated in at least two trips under the sponsorship of CCP associates. In a 2016 trip to Wuhan, it was funded by, to the tune of almost $14,000 by the State Legislative Leadership Foundation, and a 2023 trip to Copenhagen, sponsored by the Energy Foundation China. While based in San Francisco, this nonprofit organization is recognized for its links to CCP initiatives, focusing on climate change discussions between the United States and China. Pompeo's observation that the CCP influence campaigns are increasing in intensity and targeting state-level officials was further exemplified in October 2019. As president of the National Convention of State Legislators, Robin Voss openly praised Li Xiaozheng of the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries, stating, "Madam Li has traveled to more than 100 countries on the face of the planet, advocating for her special relationship to make sure that people understood all of the things that China is doing to improve people around the world." The most alarming demonstration of potential compromise occurred in 2024 when Speaker Voss influenced the legislative process to obstruct Assembly Bill 269, a bill intended to restrict Chinese ownership of farmland in Wisconsin. This decision poses a direct question about whose interests Speaker Voss truly represents. It's imperative that we scrutinize these relationships and ensure our leaders are not unduly influenced by foreign interest contrary to American values.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is an incredible press release. As a former intelligence officer, and this is what I did for my entire life, I understand the threat that's posed by Communist China. Some of the things that were said in here by Secretary Pompeo are critical. The things that he pointed out to the legislators in Madison about what the CCP was doing, and yet Mr. Voss continued his relationship with them, continued meeting with them, continued traveling to China. You know, I don't know if anybody knows that if you go to China, particularly as a legislator, should know as a legislator, but most intelligence officers understand, if you go to China, you can just assume anything you have on you from an electronic standpoint, cell phone, computer, is going to be fully compromised before you depart there. Without question, they are looking for anything they can, dirt, anything they can against anybody who comes there. That's why they want you to come to their country. And so this is absolutely mind-blowing that our legislators are going. I don't know what they're doing afterwards, if they're being debriefed or not, but I will tell you, the fact that they're going there should be a raise alarm with everybody, particularly if they come back and they start doing things that appear to be in the interest of China. So I'm really struck by this one.
Well, I was going to say also, explain what the SLLF is and how they influence legislators and what Robin Voss is doing with that to go along with Mike Pompeo's statement.
Okay. The State Legislative Leaders Foundation, if you haven't heard about that, the SLLF, what that is, that's an organization. It's been around a while. But what they do is it's the senior leadership of legislators across America. And what happens is that the Chinese in 2015, in December of 2015, formed a permanent relationship, this outreach organization they talked about, the friendship organization. It's whenever the Chinese want to talk about friendship organizations and joint working relationships, they're talking about spying on us. That's what they're talking about. And this SLLF that Robin Voss is, I guess he's the vice director of, correct? Well, their whole purpose is to get legislators to like them. And they bring them to China so that when they come back, they pass laws that are favorable to China, not America. And they do it in such a way, it's very subtle, but they do it in such a way that you always have plausible denial. So this one paragraph really strikes me that everybody ought to be listening to this. It said the most alarming demonstration of potential compromise occurred in 2024. That is this year, ladies and gentlemen. When Speaker Voss influenced the legislative process, he influenced the legislative process to obstruct Assembly Bill 269, a bill intended to restrict Chinese ownership of Wisconsin farmland. And for all you people in Racine right now who have any doubts, listen to that. A bill intended to restrict Chinese ownership of Wisconsin farmland, and he obstructed that, according to his colleagues. This is a problem. And I think this needs to be fully investigated, absolutely fully investigated. And I think Secretary Pompeo was right. The fact that these people are inviting legislators over the Chinese, CCP, are inviting people, legislators over to China, wine and dine them. They come back, and then they obstruct bills that would keep China from owning our farmland. That ought to be enough to get rid of. In fact, I think that the recall effort right now, the Racine Recall Committee, has called for Robin Voss to resign based upon this, based upon the perception as the speaker, he cannot have this. There cannot be this mistrust. As a national security expert, I will just tell you that I personally think this needs to be looked at with a fine tooth comb, with a magnifying glass. We need to look at every communication that he's had with the CCP, who is exactly he's talking to, and why is it? And also, well, why is it that this law is being obstructed? Does he want them to have farmland? He acts like he's incompetent. He acts like he can't do anything about it. That is his propaganda. I'm just one man, he said. I can't do anything about what the committee does, but yet he takes credit for everything else that passes the assembly. But this one, he won't take any credit. He acts like he can do nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem. There's no question this is a problem. And this press release, and I urge you to go look at it, and I think you saw it here on screen, but it is a problem. Now, I would like to talk about this a little bit more. We asked somebody coming on, a new guest. His name is Dwayne Wilson. He is a first-time guest on our show. And he is running for office in this 57th legislative district of Wisconsin. And before he comes on, I've got a little bio I want to read on him because he's running for office there. And Mr. Wilson spent his formative years growing up in Waupaca, Wisconsin. And during his teen years, he moved with his parents to Phoenix, Arizona, where he lived many years. And he loved Arizona, but he decided to relocate, come back to Wisconsin. He moved back in 2022. He is married. He's the father of three sons, ages 8, 10, and 23, and he has a proud distinction of being a grandfather to a 5-month-old grandson. Mr. Wilson has worked in the title insurance industry for 39 years. He's a patriot. He's running for public office as Assemblyman of Legislative District 57. And I don't know, is he with us right now? Is he able to come on?
I'm hearing he's attempting to log in. But we're waiting to see if we can get it fully working.
Well, until he gets here, I want to talk. Until he gets here, we got to talk about what's going on with Robin Voss. When he is recalled, and he's going to be recalled, I feel confident that he will be. We feel confident that we will have the signatures. And we have, I know that Racine Recall Committee has taken extreme steps to ensure that no malfeasance gets into the signature process that happened in point one or 1.0, and that's what we're doing. So one of the things that Robin Voss did, one of his political ploys, ladies and gentlemen, is in January when the recall effort started, 1.0 started, The Wisconsin Election Commission said that you had to get the signatures in district, Legislative District 63, which is the district that Robin Voss is the representative of. And they said you had to get them all there. Well, in February, Robin Voss pushed through a new map because the old maps had been deemed unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. They had to redo the legislative maps. But he pushed through some legislative maps that took away the Republican majority. And everybody was scratching their head. Why would he do that? Well, it's clear now. What he did was he pushed that through so that his district now would be moved and altered to where now his district is District 33. So he argued, his attorneys argued, that he is no longer representative of 63. Basically, it's illegal to do an election in 63. And the new legislative district, 33, doesn't take effect until November for the November election. So guess what? He can't be recalled. That was their position. He can't be recalled regardless of whether you get enough signatures or not. And so the committee went to the Supreme Court and also went back to the WEC, the legislative the Wisconsin election commission, and asked them to make a determination: which district is it? Where is the election going to be held? And they are still dragging their feet to give a firm answer on that. That's a problem here in Wisconsin, okay? And Robin Voss has used these maps, these legislative maps, to obscure, okay, and to maybe to block his recall. And that's a problem. But we're going to find out here pretty soon in the next couple of weeks. Did we get him back with us? Is Mr. Wilson with us now?
No, we haven't got him yet. But, you know, let's talk about the redistricting.
Mm-hmm.
Voss sacrificed the entire supermajority that the Republicans had in order just to have an argument to get him out of a recall. So he tried to save his own hide by putting the Evers maps, the Democrat governor's maps. The Democrats drew these maps, and he pushed them through the legislation with the legislators to get this legislation passed to have the new maps that, again, it cut the seats but from a lot of the Republicans to make them more majority Democrats. So he's sacrificing the supermajority of the Republicans. But what he also did is he drew in some of his rivals with the people that he supports with the big purse of the super PACs that he's in charge of. So that he's also getting rid of rival Republicans who try to hold him to be more conservative. And that's one of the other problems with the new maps that he drew. And
well, I'll say this, that Robin Voss is very unique in the American landscape. He has a tremendous amount of power as the assembly speaker, tremendous. And he's been there longer than any other speaker in the state of Wisconsin. He controls just about everything. He's like the shadow governor. That's what they call him here. There's a Democrat who is the governor here, and he was more than anxious, just jubilant to sign these new maps because it gives the Democrats more seats. But this is the problem that we have currently right now in Wisconsin. And I think that the people watching this program, if you haven't signed the petition, there are going to be people walking in your neighborhood, I'm sure. Sign it. Step up to the plate. Okay, it's time to get rid of Robin CCP Voss. Okay?
And one of the other things is go look at the website. It's racinerecall.org. That's R-A-C-I-N-E, recall, R-E-C-A-L-L.org. That's R-A-C-I-N-E-R-E-C-A-L-L.org. And you'll actually see some of the links that prove the CCP connection that Robin Voss has, what the legislators have said about it and everything. You can also make appointments if you're in our district to be able to have us come to your door to collect your signature. And if you want to help, you want to volunteer, you're in Wisconsin, go on there, give us a shout out, send us a message, and we'll gladly use you to help us knock doors.
Yeah, and not only is there's a press release here about one of his colleagues, but there's also a Breitbart article, correct?
Yeah, there's an article that came out in, it was a guest March in Breitbart. The title was that Robin Voss is the vice chair of a CCP front group. And Breitbart lays out also the group. And we had another article on the Gateway Pundit and a lot of them talking about the links with the CCP and Voss. So this is just news. It's kind of a month old that people put the pieces together. But what's really interesting is this connection was found through Hunter Biden's laptop. So in Hunter Biden's laptop, there was an email to Hunter from a Whitey Bulger's nephew. I can't remember his first name, but Whitey Bulger's was a gangster from the East Coast. And his nephew sent Hunter a message asking for Barack Obama and for Joe Biden to try to elevate this SLLF group to national prominence so they could make this partnership with the Chinese. And Hunter Biden made that happen. He said, anything you need. So Hunter Biden went to his dad, presumably, because weeks later, they were recognized as an official organization and they were on their way to China in by 2016. So we found out through Hunter Biden's laptop that the SLLF was begging to get connected to the CCP. Hunter Biden, with Joe and Barack Obama's help, made it happen. And Robin Voss is the vice chair, and he went to China on their dime so he could. He says it was about a ginseng deal because Wisconsin makes a lot of ginseng. But really, it's a compromising trip, as Colonel Reynolds said to me earlier personally, about you never know what's waiting for you on the other side when you get to China.
Yeah, that's right. And they grow ginseng here in Wisconsin, and they do ship a lot of it, apparently. But this goes much deeper than ginseng. And we all know that. And all you have to do is look at what's going on across America with China. Even in my home state of Arkansas, they have all types of Chinese involvement. If you go to any other country, I've been to all over the world, and the Chinese are involved in all over South America and all over Africa, buying up minerals there for the country. It's incredible. And they have a lot of money, and they're doing this on a daily basis. And we have to be concerned about our farmland here in America because, you know, as one guy told me, he said, you know, the farmland in Wisconsin is important. I don't care if I'm in another state or not, because the produce that's grown there lands on my table here in North Carolina. And we need, all of us need to make sure that China is not buying up our farmland. And Mr. Voss made sure that they could. He blocked legislation to ensure that they could. And that's not me saying that. That's his own colleague. So I think that this needs to be investigated, and we need to look at it. And we're gonna do our best to help and bring that news to you when we get it.
So we're having technical issues on the side with Dwayne, but we'll just give a shout out to him. He's a new politician, a businessman, and he's running against Robin Voss's number two guy, Kevin Peterson. So Kevin Peterson is what you would call the other head of the snake. So if you cut off one head, two more grow back. And here in Wisconsin, they say it's Peterson and Tyler August. And so Dwayne is going to be running against Peterson, and we know once we get the signatures and we get Robin Voss out of office, somebody else is going to step up to take in the void, and that's going to be Kevin Peterson. But now we got Dwayne on the line, so we'll let Colonel Reynolds and Dwayne Wilson take over.
All right. Hey, Dwayne, nice to see you. Hey.
Well, good to see you also.
Now, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Great, great. I don't know how much you've heard of what we've been talking about the last 15 or 20 minutes, but we've been talking about what's going on in Wisconsin, particularly with Robin Voss, and particularly as his relationship to the CCP. Are you familiar with that? Would you like to talk about that a little bit or no?
Well, I did get the statement from Representative Rangin and this afternoon, so I read through that, yeah. And that is concerning.
Very alarming, isn't it? It's very alarming, and yes. And I think that people need to understand this is serious. This is serious stuff, and you are moved back, and you're stepping up to the plate. You're trying to run for to be an assemblyman, correct?
That is 57? Correct.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah, and who will be your opponent?
Well, it is now Kevin Peterson. He's a former pro temp of the assembly out of the old District 40. And so they realigned all the districts and cut them all up, and according to Governor Evers pushed that through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With Robin Voss's help. He's the one that really. Oh, yeah. And so you're running against him. Tell us a little bit about your issues and what you're thinking about and why do you want to run? Let's put it that way.
Well, here's the deal. I don't believe our Constitution meant for us to be there forever. I'm at an age where I'm not going to be there for 20, 25 years and trying to keep a job for that long. I'm going to go in there and be a public servant for maybe, hopefully this term, maybe another term, and then get out and let some other people get in. I do think if you're there too long, you get a sense of entitlement that I do belong here. This is my exclusive club, and I can do just about anything I want. And I think that that's wrong.
Right. Do you have any specific thing that you want to fix right now when you get in?
Well, I want to fix the abortion issue. I think that's a big mm-hmm. issue. I think every baby has a right to be born and live out their life, and for us to be able to protect that right is what we need to do. We found that 15 weeks is, you're almost ready to find out what the gender of the baby is. So right. What makes 15 weeks the magical week? And I think, go ahead.
Hey, Dwayne, it's Will. And I just wanted to, what's interesting is Wisconsin had a trigger bill where if Roe mm-hmm. v. Wade ever got overturned, they would outlaw mm-hmm. abortion down to just a few weeks. And what we found with Republicans is they like to pass these bills that they don't think will ever come into fruition. And they can say, well, we tried, and that gets them the votes. But Robin Voss went and pushed this new legislation to move it to 15 weeks. But mm-hmm. I'll also tell you why 15 weeks is important, because that's when researchers can start buying the stem cells. So after 12, 13 weeks, they're viable stem cells that can be bought. So they always move to these dates that are after the time period that they could be bought. But Robin yeah. Voss led the push on killing the trigger bill. And what mm-hmm. other reasons outside of the CCP stuff we've been talking about, have you heard that people in Wisconsin want Robin Voss to go? And then why is that important that Kevin Peterson goes along with him?
Well, number one, I think Kevin Peterson's his right-hand man. And whatever Robin mm-hmm. Voss wants, Kevin does. I'm not going to agree with everybody on every issue, and I'm not going to follow them down the line. And I think having someone in there independent, with independent thinking, with new ideas, would further the legislative process. But I can't agree. I don't even agree with my own dad and everything, but I love him. So, mm-hmm. Even if I have good friends in there, I may disagree, but we will disagree amicably.
So tell us, when is the, for our viewers here, when is the primary? And of course, we know when the general is, but when's your primary in Wisconsin?
It is August 13th. August 13th. Okay. So I just got into this about 2 weeks ago. My feet are in the fire and off we're running. So I'm going to need a lot of help.
Well, bless your heart for getting in, because it's tough to get to make that decision to step up. And now, do you have a website? Do you have a place people can go to read about you?
Yes, I have a website.
Or do you have one?
Yes, I do. It's www.wilsonforassembly.com. And I'm also on Facebook.
Wilsonforassembly.com. I got it.
Correct. Yeah. www.wilsonforassembly.com. I'm also have a Facebook page.
Okay, is there a place for people to donate online, or do they have to mail a check, or what do they do?
They can donate online, they can mail a check, and the post office box is 211 Waupaca, Wisconsin 54981. And I do have a phone number for the campaign. It's 715-415-9768.
Well, great. Well, listen, we really thank you for coming on the show and letting people know who you are. I know you're going to have a whole lot of hard work between now and August, without question. And but don't give up. Keep fighting and get your name out there and let people know who you are.
I appreciate that, and I'm going to fight hard. I have one person to answer for when I when I stand before the throne someday. And, you know, I want to answer that and hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And as long as I hear that, amen, it's all good.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate you very much. And anyway, take care. We'll be right back.
All right.
We're going to have a couple of words from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50%, and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-4653. Or go to LindellGoldRush.com now.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Colonel Conrad Reynolds, sitting in for Mike Lindell. This whole program is dedicated to talk about Robin Voss, who's the assembly speaker in Wisconsin. And you can't talk about Robin Voss and all the problems with Robin Voss without talking to my favorite Supreme Court Justice, former Supreme Court Justice, Michael Gableman. And he agreed to come back on the show and talk a little about Robin Voss, because everybody here needs to know who Robin Voss really is and why he needs to go. So, Justice Gableman, are you there? Oh, there he is. Can't hear you.
Okay, how about if I take it off mute?
Oh, that'd work. And I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Oh, you're looking great there with that glow, the computer glow. That looks good. Well, thank you for joining the show. Thank you for coming on. We invited Justice Gableman because he's had a long history with Robin Voss, particularly when it came to the investigation that he so expertly did and about the 2020 election. Now, we're not talking about the 2020 election, but I think it's important for you to give your thoughts on why Robin Voss needs to go. He's been there 30 years, but tell me a little bit about it.
He's been there 30 years, and certainly what sparked my thoughts today was Representative Branchin's statement outlining his ties with a communist China organization. Now, he wouldn't frame it that way. I've read a statement from him where he said, oh, it's meant to build goodwill. Well, that's directly opposite of how the Chinese see it. The Chinese view it as an opportunity to influence state legislators so that they can get what they want. And I think one of the prime examples from that I've heard, I did not hear him directly, but I've heard that Robin criticized President Trump's imposition of tariffs on the Chinese for steel and I don't know what else. So we have that. We also have the fact that here he is still protecting Megan Wolf. And I keep reading in the media that the investigation that I led didn't produce any evidence of wrongdoing, when in fact there's a 132-page report that we issued at the end of it detailing illegal conduct that was sanctioned by Megan Wolf, that was sponsored by 5 out of the 6 members of the Wisconsin Election Commission. And yet Robin protects Megan Wolf, even though the Senate president has said that he's got enough votes to impeach her, if only Robin would call the vote. Now, here's something very telling. You know, when I did the investigation, it started in a really odd way. And what I mean by that is Robin called me out of the blue. I wasn't expecting a call from Robin. I've known him a long time. We were never friends, but we knew each other. He calls me and he offers me this. It's a Wednesday, and that becomes relevant. And he offers me this undefined role as coordinating attorney for 3 investigators that he had supposedly hired, 3 retired police officers from around the state. Well, one of them hadn't even accepted the job, and the other 2 quit before they did any investigating and before I even really started. I didn't get a budget. I didn't get a budget for expenses, for an office, for people to help me until about 2 months in. And that was only because I repeatedly asked in public. He never wanted an investigation. He did it. Do you know why he did it? I found out the hard way and I found out definitely that he was simply using me. He was being challenged in a primary by a conservative, by the way, who President Trump endorsed. And President Trump asked people to put Robin out of office and to replace him with the primary challenger. And I went door to door. I went door to door in Robin's home district asking people to vote against Robin and to vote for his conservative challenger. So prior to his primary election, Robin is telling the world that the delivery of my report on March 1st of 2022 will be, quote, just the beginning of my investigation. Now, that was very significant to me, because up till that time, there had never been a period of longer than 90 days that I knew my office would even be in existence. Now, I don't know, Colonel, when the last time you've been looking for people to work for you, but I had the odd experience of trying to explain to lawyers and to other staff and investigators, gee, I can't guarantee you a job it's going to be less than 90 days. When I started on and I finally got a budget, he wanted the investigation over by Halloween, by October 31. And then we're working, and I'm trying to build the staff by saying, yes, we're probably going to be out of business by October 31, but I think I can persuade the public, not Robin. Never Robin, because Robin was never sincere about having a true investigation anyway, as evidenced by the fact that he told me that I certainly shouldn't do something silly like investigate machines. And that was at the end of the meeting in front of him and his staff, and everyone was getting up from the table after 2 hours or so. And I said, well, Mr. Speaker, and I sat back down at the table, and you could just hear the frustration. They didn't want to hear it. But they all sat down, and I said, I'd love nothing more than to thoroughly investigate machines and, if possible, tell my fellow citizens that there was nothing wrong with the machines. I was kept on this very tight leash. The tight leash of being handicapped in getting people to help me, that I could never guarantee a job for more than 90 days. And before his primary, he was telling everybody that my report on March 1, 2022 was going to be just the beginning of the investigation. And we needed more time. We needed more time. We were just getting up and running. We were really just getting started. This office started from nothing. And you know, I have no end of critics, both on the left and some who describe themselves on the right, but there's a high coincidence of the people on the Republican side who hate Donald Trump, who also criticize my report. So what does Voss do when he squeaks by in his primary against a political newcomer by about 250 votes? Then he starts telling the public the truth. Then he fires me. And I had been, the only question I had prior to that is, would it best serve the public if I kept coming in and kept working? Would it best serve the public if I quit? Would it best serve the public until I wait for Robin to fire me? Because one way or the other, I know he's going to fire me, because I took the job of independent investigator, literally, that I was going to independently investigate. So he squeaks by in his primary, and then he tells people of his hatred for Donald Trump and how he will do everything in his power to make sure that Donald Trump is not the nominee. See, he couldn't tell his constituents. He's got to lie. Voss has to lie at every turn. He's got so many deals up in the air, and I don't think many of them involve the public good. That's been my observation anyway, that the public good ranks very low on Robin Voss's list of priorities when it comes to legislation. And what helps Robin ranks very high. So he can't tell his constituents of his hatred and contempt for Donald Trump, because over 63, probably 65 to 68% of his constituents support Donald Trump. And when you go to his district, you still see Trump flags and Trump signs. And then once again, within days of telling people how he hates Trump and is going to do everything he can to make sure Trump is not the Republican nominee in 2024, he fires me. Now, that's quite a change of heart from telling people that the delivery of my 132-page report, not one word of which, by the way, has been demonstrated to be untrue. I testified about my report for 2 days in Los Angeles at a trial on John Eastman, attorney John mm-hmm. Eastman's, Dean Eastman, who's a highly respected, brilliant guy who was the head of President Trump's legal team right after the election. But they needed me to testify about my report. And believe me, this trial lasted months, plural. You're not hearing that wrong. Several months. They had all the time in the world. Then the state of California had all the resources in the world to cross-examine me. I was under oath on the witness stand and show that my report was false. And not one bit of it, not one bit of it. I was able to talk about my report. And I don't even remember if they asked me questions, too many mm-hmm. questions about the report, but not one of that word of that report was shown to be false. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I have a question just so our viewers get an understanding of the timeline. Can you give just kind of a timeline from the time you were hired to the time that you were fired to what happened after that? Can you just, the dates, because most people don't understand, when all that happened.
Yeah, I think it was July. I think it was July of 2021 that he calls me out of the blue. And this is on a Wednesday. And he says, I want you to be the coordinating attorney for this investigation, but I, meaning Robin, will have nothing to do with it. I will be completely out of it. Now, that tells me right away that he's setting me up to take all the blame when blame comes. So he's going to say, I don't want anything to do with it, Gableman. It's all on you. So I knew he was setting me up. But I also knew that if I didn't take the job, nobody else would. So that's on a Wednesday. He can't even tell me what the job is. I said, coordinating attorney, I've never heard of that job title. What is that? I don't know. Just work with these investigators who turned out to all quit before I even started and coordinate some kind of investigation. Well, right away, right. That tells me that he's not serious at all. He's willing to pay me a generous salary that would be generous if it was just to go fit in at an office somewhere, but it was $10,000 a month, I believe. And from that, I was to start an office. I was to gather everything I could. And they weren't going to help me find a state office to use. So I have to start from literally scratch. But even though I knew he wasn't serious, even though I knew he didn't really want an investigation, he would have had a much more well thought out plan if he was serious.
July is when you started, or at least he called you and asked you to start, and then you didn't get funding. You said till 2 months later, so it was September before you got any money to start, right?
Okay, that's right.
Let me
say one more thing about the timing, Colonel. Sure. Because it's important, the whole showmanship and how this was all done by Robin for appearance sake and to save himself from a conservative challenge in the primary.
Got it.
He asked me not to tell anybody about my appointment until Saturday. Saturday is when he wants to announce it. Now, he has just made a big production out of the fact that he wants to stay out of the investigation. But yet he instructs me to come to the Republican convention that following Saturday, so 4 days later. They literally hide me behind a curtain. I did not know at the time, Colonel. I only learned that day that there had been a resolution at the convention to remove Robin Voss as Speaker of our Assembly. And he made a big production of giving the crowd Mike Gableman because they knew they would have the crowd would trust me, and by appointing me, then he could avoid his problem for that day. Robin doesn't think much. He's smart, but he's into survival mode. He's into how can I survive for another day. So in those 2 months, Colonel, where I don't have any money, I'm getting a salary, yes, but I'm not getting anything to have an office, to have computers, printers. To hire people. These three investigators have already quit, but Robin doesn't care, you see, because he got what he wanted. He got that resolution taken away at the convention. So I'm doing the best I can to study on my own. Some investigators stayed a couple of weeks in, I think, but he resigned for health reasons before the investigation even really started. What I'm saying is, I was literally on my own. I'm on my own trying to do the best I can. And I called a few lawyers. You know, not one Wisconsin lawyer was willing to be publicly associated with my investigation until I met attorney Kevin Scott. And I think he started in December. So a couple of lawyers and I went down to Arizona because they were conducting an audit. We wanted to see how the audit was being run. I paid for it. I just simply paid for it. And I figured, well, I'm gonna do enough public education here that Robin isn't going to have a choice but to fund this investigation. And if I'm not successful, then I'll just pay for the trip. He was in no way, shape, or form helpful. He used the investigation to give the appearance that he was interested in election integrity. So the timing, I'm trying to find people to help me. I'm trying to get a budget. I think we finally get a budget late August, early September. I don't remember which. And then I try to find people to fill the jobs. But Robin wants the investigation done and over by October 31. So I'm working under this October 31 deadline, and I don't even get a budget for other people, for other lawyers, for other investigators, for anything until late August. I think they announced it in August, and maybe we actually started it in September, and I'm operating under an October 31 deadline. And then I think it was pretty soon after that there's just no way I can get this done by October 31. Obviously, 60 days or so isn't enough to conduct an investigation. I'm not remembering all of the dates precisely right. So please forgive me. And Colonel, I'm really addressing this. Let me finish because this is important. I've been hit with so many complaints from the Democrats and They're complaining about things that I said about Robin, which makes me suspicious that Robin is helping to fund these Office of Lawyer Regulation complaints, because they're being brought by the very people who I pointed out were doing bad things, by people who were representing, lawyers who were representing the entities that weren't following the customary procedures for how to hold an election, that were handing over control of their election to paid political operatives, paid by Mark Zuckerberg, who are paid, and Mark Zuckerberg wants Donald Trump to lose the election. Now, I'm raising alarm bells about that, and the media just shrugs it off. And so I finally get an extension somewhere in there until December 31, which still doesn't give me much of a window to hire people to help me. And
right.
And then somewhere along the line, it got extended to March 1st. To March 1st was the deadline. I think he wanted an initial, he told me, well, I'll give you until December 31, but you have to hand in some kind of report by the end of the year. Fine. So we wrote a report. But then March 1 was going to be the big deadline. And so that's why I was pleasantly surprised when, out of the blue, Robin is telling the world that the delivery of my second report is going to be, quote, just the beginning of the investigation, which I was relying on, because, like I say, we literally were just getting started. And we found enough. We found a lot, but we didn't, I don't believe we found anywhere near everything. So then March comes, I deliver the report, 3.5 hours. I speak in front of the legislature. I tell them that the whole deal was an implementation of Democrat strategist David Plouffe's book, Citizen's Guide to Beating Donald Trump. How do I know that? Because number one, Plouffe wrote that book with that title, and he outlined a plan to beating Donald Trump. And then Mark Zuckerberg, who's giving all the money to states like Wisconsin, hires David Plouffe to be his political advisor. David Plouffe is not an elections procedure expert. He's a political Democrat political strategist who vowed to do everything he could to beat Donald Trump. So March 1st comes and goes. The budget that we initially, I asked in August, I asked the state for something like $650,000 to do this investigation. With the clarity of perfect hindsight, I could have effectively used more resources. I know. Mm-hmm. I think Arizona spent $5 million. I think Pennsylvania spent at least $2 million, and I asked for $650,000. So I don't know if I'm under the deadline of March 1. So time rolls on, you see, and the reason for that ambiguity is because at that time, I believe the reason for that ambiguity is because Robin is in the fight of his life to keep his seat. He's getting a primary opponent, a serious primary opponent, who Donald Trump is supporting. President Trump is supporting Robin's opponent. So Robin knows that both President Trump and my investigation are popular with his constituents. So God forbid Robin Voss say the truth about what he really thinks about either one until he squeaks by with about 256 votes into that primary. About 256 votes he squeaks by. And then all of a sudden we get to hear the truth about what Robin Voss thinks of Donald Trump and of what Robin Voss thinks of the investigation. All of a sudden, I went from being the guy before his election, while he's running, I'm the guy who's just getting started, according to Robin Voss. And silly me, I kind of believed him. I wasn't sure, but I kind of believed. I hoped it was true. Turned out not mm-hmm. to be. Before the election, oh, he's a big supporter of President Trump, and President Trump's a big supporter of him. But after the election, and that's why the office kind of stayed on until that summer. He only did and said these things after he was clear from that primary. That's who Robin Voss is. Now, people, when I went door to door in Robin's district asking people to vote for Adam Steen, who was his primary conservative primary challenger. And I intend to continue my support for his recall. It's necessary. Some of the citizens asked me, well, gee, you're not from around here. They knew who I was. You're not from around here. Why are you interested in this? And I said to them the same thing I say to you and your viewers tonight, which is that as Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss is the only person in this state who has the power to make Megan Wolf the head of the highly irregular, I would say corrupt, but I'm going to use that word carefully, corrupt in the fact that they did that under Megan Wolf's watch. The Wisconsin Election Commission undertook a number of actions that I believed were designed to help secure Joe Biden being declared the victor in Wisconsin. Robin Voss is the only person in this state with the power to make Megan Wolf lose her job, and he will not do that. Quite the opposite. Robin Voss is doing everything he can to protect Megan Wolf, to protect all of these bad things that went on. Yes, he can make a show of passing a few bills, but he knows he has a ready excuse in his friend, Tony Evers, who's the Democrat governor of this state. He knows his friend, Tony Evers, will veto those bills. And the one thing he could do that would give Wisconsinites an honest chance of having a transparent election in 2024, the one thing he could do is to remove Megan Wolf from her job. And he refuses to do that, and in fact does everything he can to protect her. Now that tells me one thing. You know, in the law, no one ever says, I intend to rob this bank and permanently deprive the lawful owner of possession of this cash. Nobody says that. But you know what? We infer intent from conduct. And I infer from Robin's conduct that he is not interested in having what I believe would be an honest and open and fair and transparent election in Wisconsin in 2024. In fact, I believe that if Robin Voss remains in office, one of the reasons that I'm supportive of a recall is the recall election would actually take place this summer. If people wait until the general election in November, Robin stays in his job into January of 2025. When he loses this recall election, he will be out of office the next day, and there will still be time to set the course right for honest and open and fair and transparent elections in Wisconsin. And I go so far to say, and this is a prediction I hope never comes true, but I do believe that if Robin Voss remains in his job through January of 2025, and that obviously includes the November 2024 election, Donald Trump will lose Wisconsin.
Right. Well, I have a question for you in our last minute and a half here, because I think it's extremely important. That's one reason I wanted to have you on this show, because we've talked about his connection with the CCP, and your investigation was terminated by him. Do you think it's possible that the CCP, which we know did not like Donald Trump, they did not want Donald Trump getting right back into the White House? Is it possible they could have put pressure on Robin Voss to kill your investigation so that, guess what? So that they could make sure that Donald Trump would not get back into the White House. I mean, to me, that makes logical sense. I got just a few seconds, like 30 seconds. What's your response to that?
Again, we infer intent from conduct. And what is his conduct, Ben? He continues to allow, he prevented a bill from coming out to vote for a vote that would have prohibited the Chinese Communist Party from buying up Wisconsin farmland. He was highly critical. He was highly disparaging of President Trump's intelligence when President Trump imposed the tariffs on China to protect American jobs. We infer intent from conduct, and people need to take a very hard look at Robin's conduct.
I agree with that. Well, Justice Gableman, those are great words. Thank you for coming on the program, letting our viewers know the truth about what's going on here in Wisconsin, and to let them know they need to participate in this recall. They need to sign this recall so that Robbie Voss can be sent home packing. Thank you very much, sir, for coming on. Appreciate you very much. Thank always you. Good to see you, Justice. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Come back again next week or the next time I'm on. Goodbye.
You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.